Crossing Jordan. In the morning, God said to Joshua, "Today I will exalt you in the eyes of the people, so they'll know I'm with you, just like I was with Moses." Joshua told the priest, "Take the Ark of God and go to the Jordan River." So the priest carried the Ark of God to the river, which was at flood stage. When they came to the water's edge, they kept going until the water covered their feet. Suddenly, the river stopped. A wall of water formed 10 miles upstream. The rest of it flowed down to the sea. Seeing this, the priest walked to the middle of the riverbed and stood on dry ground. Then the people started moving across the river. Joshua then said to the 12 men Israel had selected, "Each of you pick up a large stone from where the priests are standing, put it on your shoulders, and take it to the other side of the river." Joshua then took another 12 stones and built a monument in the middle of the river, next to where the priests were standing. The people looked at Joshua, and he was exalted in their eyes. They knew God was with him, just like he had been with Moses. When they had all crossed the river, Joshua said to the priests, "Come up from the middle of the riverbed." As soon as the priests were on the banks of the river, the waters crashed down the riverbed and returned to the flooded condition as it had been before. Joshua took the people to a place called Gilgal, where they set up camp. Then he had them build a memorial with the 12 stones. He said, "In the future, children will see this monument and ask, 'Why are these stones here?' Their parents will tell them about this day when God stopped the Jordan River so his people could cross over on dry ground. All the nations of the earth will know that the hand of God, the Lord of all the earth, is powerful." The people of Canaan heard how God stopped the Jordan River so the people of Israel could cross over on dry ground. Terror spread throughout the cities of the land. Joshua then told all the men of Israel they had to be circumcised. This hadn't been done for the entire 40 years the people had been in the wilderness. Soon after this, the people celebrated Passover. The very next day, the manna stopped appearing, and it never came back. From that day on, people were to eat the food from the land of Canaan.